68-year-old dude. He's got tense bullae and sloughing of the skin on the chest, arms, abdomen. Okay, and the immunofluorescence shows a net-like pattern. Okay, fishnet-like pattern, the colloquialism. This is referring to pemphigus vulgaris. So pemphigus vulgaris is a type 2 hypersensitivity where the immune system makes antibodies against desmoglein 1 and 3, which are a protein that compose desmosomes, okay, which are junctional proteins that connect adjacent cells in the epidermis. Desmosomes, as I said, composed of desmoglein 1 and 3. They're in different layers of the skin, but the literature says they're copious in the stratum spinosum, okay, just above the basement membrane. But that's what you need to know for this. I mentioned in the stem here, there's no oral lesions. It's like, ooh, wow, because pemphigus vulgaris, you classically get oral lesions, whereas bullous pemphigoid, not as severe. You usually do not get oral lesions. So some students seeing this are probably like, what the fuck? Why are there no oral lesions? But is this really pemphigus vulgaris? Yeah, this is what USMLE will do sometimes. Okay, you can't hinge yourself on one little detail and choose something completely dissonant from what the rest of the information is telling you. So, net-like pattern between the cells, desmosomes connect adjacent cells in the epidermis. This gives you a net-like immunofluorescent pattern. If the immunofluorescence were instead linear, that's consistent with bullous pemphigoid, which is the basement membrane, the hemidesmosomes. Okay, the hemidesmosomes are at the dermo-epidermal junction or dermal-epidermal junction. That's a nice linear pattern at the basement membrane. That's also a pattern you would see in good pastures as well. Okay, you get a linear immunofluorescence. So once again, desmoglein 1 and 3, a component of desmosomes connecting adjacent cells in the epidermis, classically in the stratum spinosum. That's pemphigus vulgaris, whereas bullous pemphigoid, type 2 hypersensitivity, autoantibodies against collagen 17, okay, which is a component of hemidesmosomes. So collagen 17 is also known as simply bullous pemphigoid antigen, and the USMLE will write that sometimes. So that's hemidesmosomes connecting the dermis to the epidermis. Now, you're probably going to look at some of these other ants. I shouldn't actually, let me just mention real quick. As I said before, pemphigus vulgaris is worse than bullous pemphigoid. Pemphigus vulgaris is classically associated not only with the oral lesions, but with positive Nikolsky sign, which is sloughing of the skin with friction. So I mentioned sloughing of the skin here. That's reflective of the positive Nikolsky sign. And that's why we have this appearance of the sloughing of the skin here. So that's classic for pemphigus vulgaris. Sloughing of the skin with friction, that's positive Nikolsky sign. Now, looking at some of the other answer choices, adherens junction, that is in the epidermis. And what you need to know for USMLE is adherens junctions contain cadherins. So adherens junctions contain cadherins. Sounds similar, right? So cadherins are calcium-dependent proteins. That's literally what you need to know. So just adherens junctions, you say, Michael, what do I actually need to know for USMLE? You just say, they contain cadherin proteins, which are calcium dependent. I'll just contrast that with tight junction choice E. Tight junctions are the most superficial junctions. These contain proteins called claudins and occludins, and tight junctions prevent solutes from moving between cells. I've seen this asked where they mention, I believe it's inflammatory bowel disease, and they say something about, in one of the NVMEs for step one, they say something about how there's been movement of solutes between the cells in the GI tract, and they said this is most likely due to failure of what? And it's tight junctions, okay? Because tight junctions, as I just said, prevent the movement of solutes between cells. They contain, or they're composed of claudins and occludins, okay? Adherens junctions are slightly deeper, and they are composed of cadherins, and those cadherins are calcium dependent. Gap junctions are deeper than even adherens junctions, and they're composed of proteins called connexins. And you say, well, what's the relevance of what do I need to know for gap junctions for USMLE? They want you to know that gap junctions are responsible for electrical conduction and ion passage between cells. So if they ask you about how does the myocardium contract in synchrony, how does the electrical activity move through the heart as fast as it does, that type of question, the answer is gap junctions, okay? It allows for ions to move, allows for electrical conduction between cells. That's pretty much it, okay? We could obviously do like a long discussion on all this stuff. There's plenty to talk about, but your take-home point is just net-like immunofluorescence. That's pemphigus vulgaris. That's desmosomes, desmoglein 1 and 3. In contrast, bullous pemphigoid is hemidesmosomes. That's collagen 17. And that's at the dermal-epidermal junction. That's it.